Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadam Hilchos Shabbos, and we're learning Klal Chav. We're looking at Simen Chav Beis. So the Chayyadam is going to take us back to the discussion of the Isra of Hatmana. As Hatmana is the translation of the word Hatmana. It's a word which is used throughout the Torah to mean concealing something. So the simple understanding of Hatmana is the person takes something, totally covers it over with a baguette, etc., for the purpose is to insulate and to keep the heat in. And so Chazal asked that. They asked that in two stages. On Shabbos, it's also if a person does it, even if the insulating material is not something which adds heat of its own, it just keeps the heat. That's also to do on Shabbos. That's a lot mono. It's something which is not moisif hevel, does not add heat. And hatmana is something which is most of hevel. There are certain materials which generate heat of their own, or they have ability to increase the heat through reflection. So they're called something which is most of hevel. They add heat. It's also even from Erev Shabbos. But the discussion is always talking about where a person is doing an act of hatmana. Tosfos says that hatmana means it has to be fully surrounded. And it has to be surrounded in such a way that the surrounding material is immediately adjacent to the pot that you're being matmin. The person takes a pot of Erev Shabbos, cooks it up. It's boiling hot, and right before Shabbos, he takes it and he wraps it up in a down comforter. So he doesn't put it loosely over it. He wraps it tightly around it to keep the heat in. So what it means that it has to be immediately adjacent. And that example which you just gave, down is not considered something which is most of hevel. So on Erev Shabbos, that's mutter. Person would want to do that on Shabbos, he leaves the pot of soup on the stove, and the stove is set to go off. It's an electric stove. It's set to go off by a certain time. And the oven is set to go off by a certain time. He wants to take it out and then put it, insulate it, insulating materials. He cannot do that on Shabbos. It's only if they're touching. A person would put a board over the top of the pot and then drape a blankets over it, even if it's many layers, but since there's an airspace between the sides of the wall of the pot and the insulating material, it's going to be mutter. But this all leads us to this idea that hatmana means it has to be surrounded. What about a case of hatmana where it's open on top? It's surrounded on the sides, it's open on top. So that seemingly there's no question that it's not considered hatmana. However, the Shulchan Aruch, based on Mishnah, the Shulchan Aruch says that if a person leaves a pot sitting in the coals, even though it's open on top and open on the sides, that's considered hatmana, and that's not going to be usher. That's not an halacha as hatmana b'miksus. So a partial hatmana is also usher, even though it's not fully mutter, it's not fully concealed. Now, the Ramah disagrees and says it's not what hatmana means. Hatmana means it has to be fully concealed. So if it's open, it's going to be mutter. The Chayyadam is going to deal with a situation where the majority of it is mutman. So it's not kuloi, but it's rubai. And maybe we should use the rule of rubai kakuloi to say that that's considered that it's mutman. So even though seemingly the definition of the word hatmana is fully concealed, so even partially, something which is partially concealed is not really concealed. But for the purposes of the Isra Chazal, we have mechokes in halacha, how we define hatmana. Some suggest that this concept of hatmana, that a partial hatmana is also considered hatmana, might only apply to the case of hatmana in a moist of hevel, because when it's sitting directly in the coals, there's a direct direct heat transfer. There's no gap. That heat doesn't just affect the bottom of the pot; it affects the whole pot. So it's like it's mutman in the whole pot is mutman in the heat source. Whereas a which is not much of hevel, if it's only partially Mutman is only partially insulated. That's not going to be a problem. And some say, according to the Shulchan Aruch, even the Rosh Hashanah Moshav Hebel is going to be a problem, the way the Mishnah Berurah seems to understand the Shulchan Aruch. But some suggest we should make that difference. So the Rambam is going to deal with that concept here in Siman Chabez. Tomorrow we will, or the next year we will go through the example that he discusses and see how it applies nowadays to the situation of a crockpot. Meanwhile, have a good day.